Before the protest rally, the leadership of the union held a news conference to brief the media about its decision to file an appeal against the High Court ruling last Friday. The General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, Prince William Ankrah, is of the view that the judge overlooked essential procedures the workers raised, adding that the union has appealed for stay of execution.
We're not happy with the sort of decision of the judge, and on the basis of that, we ask our lawyers to appeal to the appeals court with a view to making sure that we go back to hear the issues further. Even though they've been served, had gone ahead, threatened employees in a strong military presence to take letters of redundancies, then to the extent that also violating the CA that we have with them to give them personal contracts, what they call fixed-term contract. And these are virtually, outdated labor relations practice. We're really taken aback. We think that we'll come of age and nobody will do anything on towers.
The leadership of the union later met the workers at a mini rally to explain the outcome of the court ruling to them. Some of the workers complained about the alleged intimidation meted out to them by soldiers.
Yesterday, around 2 o'clock, we called emergency meeting. So you all came from PET to Sun City, where we normally do our meetings. It was there the HR told us that the issue between the union and the management has been ruled in favor of management.
How can a soldier come onto a mine without the management involvement? Everywhere, from main gate, even clubhouse that we drink, clubhouse, even ordinary clubhouse, you can see military men there.
Yesterday in the evening, if you get to the gate, you are asked for the letter by the military men. If you don't have the letter, that means that you are not going to enter. So it is under duress, most of the guys sign these letters.
Stevenson Agri filed that report. A labor consultant, Austin Game, has described as unfortunate the alleged presence of military men to force some workers of Goldfield to sign redundancy letters following a court ruling last Friday. He noted that such a move is unfair and not associated with industrial relations. In an interview with Jonathan Thompson, Mr. Game said the decision to go to court was out of place. He indicated that the Labour Commission should have been the appropriate quarters to handle the issue. He has therefore called on social partners to speed up a process of setting up the National Labour Commission to deal with such difficult situations.
It sounds a bit strange to me that the military is alleged to be being used to force the workers to sign redundancy slips, as the case may be. Under normal circumstances, this matter should not have been seized by the courts in the first place. It should appropriately be the National Labour Commission that should have been handling this case. A matter in the domain of industrial relations, as the name depicts, once it's seized with judicial process, you are bound to have this kind of situations on your hand. So it does not in its entirety sound strange in my ears as well. This is the consequence, and people should brace for it, because this matter will travel all the way to Supreme Court, because they've started that way already. Shouldn't have been the case in the first place.
I'm not holding brief for the company, but maybe what if the company took the stance so that they would actually prevent the staff from actually engaging in any kind of violent act, because they may be aggrieved at this point, and anything can happen.
Honestly, it sounds a bit abnormal if the workers would go on the rampage. The employer has the right to protect it within the confines of the business. But to force people to sign the severance letters is a bit bizarre. It's not normal because you can't force anybody into signing such agreements. The agreement, by the way, is not supposed to be between the employer and the workers individually. It's a collective thing. Nonetheless, the employer has a right to bait them to sign if they so wish. But if they do not want to sign, nobody can force them. I do not think that maybe it's entirely true. My assumption here is that the military may be there to protect the boundaries of the business, but maybe not to pressurize workers into signing. It sounds a bit strange. It's not normal. It's not associated with industrial relations.
Mr. Game, how do you see this thing turning out?
I think it is time the social partners should speed up in the setting up of the National Labour Commission so that the commissioners may be seized with some of the difficult matters like this one. The courts are very important, you know, as a process in resolving matters as well. But when it comes to labour relations, it is normally advisable. And that is the reason why principally we put it in the law that we should have a National Labour Commission that should be the first respondent to these kind of situations. And if it should go beyond, to cross the Rubicon, then they can go to the court system. But going to the court system in the first place because of the absence of the National Labour Commission, obviously these are the consequences. I hope people are hearing. I hope people are learning lessons. And into the future, they'll find a way of handling this matter better than approaching it from a legalistic point of view.
You heard Labour consultant Austin Gummy talking to Jonathan Thompson.